Welcome. You're listening to Wi-Fi, where we connect what we know with who made it. I'm Keith Whitley, and today let's talk about The Matrix. The womb is one of the most extraordinary places in creation, hidden, sacred, and profoundly mysterious. Within it are new beginnings as life unfolds through a process so intricate and precise that it elicits awe at every stage. From the moment of conception, microscopic cells organize into tissues, organs, and systems that form a complete human being, a person with a heartbeat, senses, and the potential for consciousness. This process of gestation is not merely biological, it is deeply spiritual. It is the meeting point of flesh and spirit where divine breath animates matter and transforms cells into a living soul. The womb becomes a sanctuary, a living vessel chosen to shield, nourish, and protect the fragile beginnings of life. Each stage of growth carries its own quiet miracle cells, replicating with purpose, a heart forming to pulse with rhythm, and a mind capable of thought being knit together in secret. The psalmist's words echo through time, recognizing that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and nowhere is that more apparent than in the womb. Gestation is a symphony of precision, each note striking at exactly the right moment. What unfolds there cannot be replicated by human hands. Despite all our scientific knowledge and technological mastery, the spark of life remains beyond full human comprehension. The moment when lifeless genetic material becomes animated is an act science can describe but never truly explain. This is God's miraculous part, the invisible moment when he breathes his intention into existence. The mother's body participates in this silent act of creation, drawing together resources, hormones, and nutrients. Yet the animating principle, the soul, is born only through divine will. Each pregnancy is thus not only a biological event, but also a spiritual covenant, a partnership between human and divine forces. The womb becomes a symbol of trust between God and humanity, a reminder that creation is still unfolding, that divine miracles are not relics of ancient stories, but are continually taking place in the hidden chambers of mothers across the world. In its mystery, the womb mirrors the nature of God himself, unseen yet ever active, intimate yet powerful. It operates in darkness, just as faith does, growing unseen before being revealed in light. Within it, time and transformation merge as God shapes identity and purpose. The process is slow, deliberate, and perfectly timed, echoing the larger rhythm of creation. Just as galaxies form and life cycles renew across the Earth, another kind of universe is taking shape inside the womb, ordered, balanced, and fueled by divine energy. The mother becomes both participant and witness to this mystery, offering her body as sacred ground where creation takes root. In that sense, every womb is a microcosm of Eden, a place where life begins untainted and pure, sustained by God's design. When birth finally comes, it is as if the veil between heaven and earth is briefly lifted. A cry pierces the world, a sound that is both human and divine, signaling that something eternal has entered the temporal realm. This is the culmination of God's hidden work, the arrival of new life that carries his image. No technology, no act of human creation can equal this wonder. To witness a child's first breath is to glimpse a moment of divine authorship, a continuation of the creative pulse that called the cosmos into being. The Matrix, then, is proof that God's miracles are not confined to scripture or ceremony. They are written into the fabric of our biology, whispered in the rhythms of gestation, and revealed in the birth of each new life, an everlasting testament to his power, his tenderness, and his desire to dwell within the very substance of creation itself. So that's today's signal on Wi-Fi, a world filled with wonder written by a creator who connects all things from atoms to galaxies, from yesterday to forever. Don't forget, science explores how things happen, but faith reminds us why. I'm Keith Whitley, and now you know the truth. This was Wi-Fi. Stay curious, stay connected, and we will see you here next Wednesday.